Governor Doyle touted his new website in his State of the State address Wednesday. He urged people to log on and sign a petition demanding the federal government legalize the importation of cheaper drugs from Canada. The site includes a list of Canadian drug prices and a blank page that would eventually link consumers to Canadian pharmacy websites. But Chris Decker of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin says the website is more about politics than it is about lower drug prices.
It's not a mechanism to really help consumers, but rather try to advance the governor's political message. And I think it's important to call a spade, and unfortunately in this case the governor didn't do that.
Decker insists there are serious safety problems with importing Canadian drugs. He says consumers are better off buying cheaper generic drugs from local pharmacies, who he says are more trustworthy than wholesale pharmacies in Canada. But Doyle aide Dan Leistikow says safety issues could be solved if the Food and Drug Administration legalizes reimportation.
The state would work with the FDA to develop a system to assure that safety, and it would sure be better to have the FDA and the federal government working with us to help design a safe system instead of fighting us at every step of the way.
State Senator Judy Robson agrees. She's heard from dozens of her constituents in Beloit who she says are buying drugs from an online Canadian pharmacy there.
I have not heard anything but ecstasy about the amount of money that seniors are saving going through Canada. And the medications are safe. There's been no counterfeit medications. The efficacy has been good, and they have just been very happy with this service. No problem.
Robson is urging the state legislature to approve a joint resolution she's drafted calling on the FDA to legalize the reimportation of Canadian drugs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.